This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today, my favorite Chilean songwriter releases an album of tropical music in tribute to the Afro-Caribbean ballrooms in Mexico City. We also have new music from Argentina, some great friends who are releasing new albums, as well as tracks from the Dominican Republic and the United States. Just so many different genres and so much great music to start the year with, right, Josh?
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. I was just commenting on the fact that we're just starting the year with so much great new tunes. And I think 2018 as well was a great year. You know, in some of the past years before that, I would say we were in a little bit of a creative drought, but the Latin Alternative is in full swing in 2019. I'm pleasantly surprised by the welcome comeback of an Argentine pop rock group that, to be honest, I always found a little cheesy, this group Miranda, but I am absolutely loving their latest single. It's called La Colisión, and as a bass player, I'm absolutely infatuated with the bass line on this song. Very cool. Catchy piece of, I guess you could say, 80s flavored Latin pop. Let's take a listen to Miranda and their latest single, La Colisión. This is the Latin Alternative.
Te quiero pasar a buscar por el bar cuando salgas de trabajar. Con flores, con cepas, con algún manjar. Que sepas también que muero por culiar. Salir a pasear por tus lugares.
y meteoritos. Todo con foto,
todo sin filtro.
Solo nosotros creando el mito de que no hay romance más lindo que esto. No hay romance más distinto del resto. Solo sentí al conejo blanco corriendo y lo seguí porque había poco tiempo. Te juro que no te miento. Desde el primer momento en que te vi, supe que el mundo era nuestro. Todo lo anterior fue cuento, no vivir. No sé ni si estoy despierto, adentro de un sueño, en el cielo muerto. Me gano un premio, solo sé que te veo y crezco. Por eso te veo y agradezco. No sé ni si estoy despierto, adentro de un sueño, en el cielo muerto. Me gano un premio, solo sé que te veo y crezco. Por eso te veo y agradezco. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Te va a dejar fea a todas las muchachas. Cuando baila al mejor estilo sabe que me pongo loco. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Eva deja fe a todas las muchachas. Cuando baila al mejor estilo sabe que me pongo loco. Ella viene a hacer octágonos neuronales románticos, isósceles, escalenos, y yo estoy bien. Ella vino a lamer las otras rebeldes ardeduras, y yo estoy mal, y yo estoy mal. Si no te servís tu caramelo, otro va a servírselo y vendértelo. Quiero morir de amor y mi cielo sos vos, con porros que midan kilómetros. Eva, servite la manzana que quieras, en casa no te haga drama,
no te haga drama.
Todo ese amor va a ser for Eva. Sí, para Eva. Estamos volando alto, estamos viendo algo. Tus pies sentís lejos del suelo, todo lo mío te lo regalo. Si no te servís tu caramelo, otro va a servírselo, decímelo y lo cago a palos. Nena, vos sos la magia de los rock and rolls, los trap, las plenas, puchipuni, reggaetones. Y nunca mejor puesto sos pantalones. El gil que lo niegue es Flor de Siome. La gila que lo niegue es Flor de Siome. Y Duarte, Longoria, Luna, Méndez, Lovia. Te quiero de novia en todas tus versiones. Espero ir a soñar una buena historia en donde me miren risueños tus pezones. Y cuatro manos hagan cero jarrones. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Eva deja fe a todas las muchachas. Cuando baila al mejor estilo sabe que me pongo loco. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Eva deja fe a todas las muchachas. Cuando baila al mejor estilo sabe que me pongo loco. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Eva deja fe a todas las muchachas. Cuando baila al mejor estilo sabe que me pongo loco. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Eva deja fe a todas las muchachas. Cuando baila al mejor estilo sabe que me pongo loco.
You are tuned in to The Latin Alternative on a spotlight on our favorite new music from Montevideo, Uruguay. We just heard the rising rapper star Santi Mostafa and his latest single, Eva. Now, Ernesto, you know, we featured Santi Mostafa a couple times on the show. He has, in fact, played tour guide for us during our Uruguay episodes. And, you know, a lot of people know him from his song that was featured in X-Men Logan a couple years back. And he always had this kind of hard boom bap song. So it's kind of an interesting approach. This new single, Eva, taking more of a romantic Latin trap ballad side of him. And just good to see Santi mixing it up a little bit.
And now there are a couple of albums, Josh, that are so good that in fact we're going to play not one but two tracks from each album. And first of all, Rosalía from Barcelona. This is, if I had to pick one album, the best Latin album of 2018, I would definitely pick El Mal Querer by this just incredibly gifted 25-year-old who blends the worlds of flamenco with hip-hop. I interviewed her recently for a piece I wrote for the LA Times, and it's just an amazing conversation. She is a real student of music. She was influenced not only by the hip-hop she grew up listening to and the flamenco that she's absolutely crazy in love with. She told me about encountering the music of Camarón de la Isla and just falling in love with it, and just what an important part flamenco has had in her musical education. But she also loves everything classical music, Albéniz, Ligeti, African pop, Kate Bush. I mean, just a rainbow of influences. And the one song that helped me discover Rosalía, the one song that sort of went around the world a couple of months ago, is Malamente. So we're going to start with that. Here's Rosalía, just an amazing new voice in Latin music with Malamente.
Como crujía antes de caerse al suelo, ya sabía que se rompía. Está parpadeando la luz del descansillo, una voz de la escalera, alguien cruzando el pasillo. Malamente, sí, malamente. puente que la acera.
Mira, 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 mira.
Cuanto más quiero cruzarlo,
va.
Más se mueve y tambalea. Malamente.
Así sí.
Malamente.
This is the Latin Alternative, and we're celebrating the album El Mal Querer, which in my opinion is the best Latin album that came out in 2018. And we just heard Pienso en tu Mira, another track from this record. We heard two songs by Rosalía, Malamente and Pienso en tu Mira. And this is an artist who just put a lot of discipline and time into her work, and it shows. She sort of came out of nowhere. That there's something about her music that is so refreshing and interesting and innovative that none of us could help but it's irresistible. Wouldn't you say that, Josh?
Yeah, Ernesto, it just seems like everyone has been talking about Rosalía as of late. I was recently at the Latin Grammys and you could not escape chatter about her. So I'm excited that we just did a double shot of her music. And in fact, you know, Ernesto, I was saying that there's just so much great new music, and in particular by a few artists in particular that I've been really grooving on. One of them is Adrian Quesada, who, man, this guy never sleeps. The Austin, Texas-based producer and musician who is a member of both the Latin funk group Brownout, the salsa funk group Grupo Fantasma, and the psychedelic Latin group Ocote Soul Sounds. Well, guess what? He's got yet another project, but this one, very interesting. Amazon is backing and did a documentary called Look at My Soul, The Latin Shade of Texas Soul. And Adrian rustled up some real veterans or veteranos of the Texas music scene, not just Latino, many actually African-American as well, and kind of set them to Latin funk and boogaloo arrangements. And so I felt that this is music we had to play. And admittedly, you know, this album is hiding behind a little bit of a paywall. In fact, it is only available on Amazon. You cannot yet stream it or play it on any other services, but we're happy to play it on this show. So we're going to take a listen to Boogaloo and Monterrey from Adrian Quesada off the Look at My Soul, The Latin Shade of Texas Soul album, currently just on Amazon.
Vamos para Monterrey.
This is the Latin Alternative.
We'll be right back.
are tuned in to the Latin Alternative. Are listening to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music from Austin, Texas. We just heard Adrian Quesada just produced a very cool Amazon exclusive album and documentary called Look at My Soul, the Latin Shade of Texas Soul. That was Cumbia Luna Negra and one of my favorite standout tracks on that record.
And now, Josh, be careful, be very, very careful, because we're going to listen to some reggaeton. Actually, not quite a reggaeton, but it has a reggaeton beat. I recently discovered the music of Vaquero. He's sort of a singer-rapper from the Dominican Republic. He's a veteran. He has many albums. He just released a record called Mutación, which is absolutely fantastic. Many, many different Dominican idioms, just tropical stuff together with urban in great taste. And there's one song that I absolutely fell just crazy in love with. This is Chula Eres Tú by Vaquero. It sort of uses a reggaeton beat, but it's about something else. I would say it's more like a Caribbean vibe that transcends the usual urban parameters of reggaeton. So here he is. Welcome to the Latin Alternative, Mr. Vaquero, with Chula Eres Tú.
Que me pone a pensar en frescura. ya. Tu cuerpo queda tan atrás. Ya no sé qué hacer con mi vida. Ya no sé qué hacer con mi tiempo. Ya no sé qué hacer con mi vida. Ya no sé qué hacer.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música from Buenos Aires, Argentina, one of the, you could say, hubs of Latin indie rock. We just heard the group 1915 or 1915. It's a group that I just discovered randomly on a playlist and now I'm totally obsessed with. Very cool kind of garage rock indie vibes. Some of their tracks actually have a Steely Dan influence as well, which was very unexpected. That was the track Ya No Sé Qué Hacer. And if you like what you've been hearing on The Latin Alternative, you can follow us on Facebook by looking for The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream or subscribe to the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on iTunes or Spotify, or just go to thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, I understand we're going to stay in Buenos Aires right now.
Yes, I think this new episode has a lot of Argentina in it. And, well, another year. Another Andrés Calamaro album, of course, the ever-prolific veteran of the Argentinian rock scene. He's been at it since the 80s, at least, and he's always prolific. I remember El Salmón, the record he did with 100 songs in it. It was a quintuple record, 5 CDs. This is, I think, back in 2000. Well, Cargar la Suerte is his new album. It's just a single CD, but just filled with great stuff, and especially his sardonic lyrics that I love, and the bluesy growl in his voice, and just his really rock and roll attitude in everything Andrés Calamaro does. So here he is, welcome back with Falso LB.
Thank you. This is the Latin Alternative. It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Si alguna vez nos volvemos a ver, caminamos un rato. Será bonito encontrarnos de nuevo con tanto pasado. Seguramente habrá un sitio que pueda ponernos al tanto, dejando atrás la forma en que esto un día terminó. Si alguna vez nos volvemos a ver, abracemos la suerte. Y si nos toca esa luna menguante, nos damos el chance de contemplarla como aquella vez en la banca de un parque, para que no quepa duda de que fue un hermoso amor. Tanta cosa buena que viví, te quiero agradecer, porque hasta la pena en que me vi la puedo comprender. Nosotros algún día, cuando no recordaría todo lo que te diría. Si alguna vez nos volvemos a ver, nos reímos de todo, y sin contarnos la historia de cómo salimos del lodo. Al fin y al cabo nos haría falta tan solo mirarnos, para que no quepa duda de que fue un hermoso amor. Tanta cosa buena que viví, te quiero agradecer, porque hasta la pena en que me di la puedo comprender. Nosotros algún día, cuánto no recordaría todo lo que te diría.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música. From Chile, we just heard Mon Laferte, really one of the rising stars of alternative pop rock and quality songwriting. That was her track Si Alguna Vez, which I understand is a collaboration track with an artist I was not familiar with, El David Aguilar. Perhaps Ernesto can enlighten us.
Yes, he's a young singer-songwriter from Mexico, but also this is from Mon's latest album, Norma, which was inspired by the evenings she spent. You know, Mon Laferte lives in Mexico City, where there are some sort of retro, old-style tropical ballrooms, and she spent some time going there and dancing and listening to the music. So her new album, Norma, is a tribute to the Afro-Caribbean music that kept people dancing for generations and many, many decades. So it has cumbia, it has a wonderful salsa tune, and the song we just heard is sort of like a bolero balada in a tropical style. And now we're going back to Buenos Aires for the latest single by one of my favorite bands, Hamacas al Río. This is a band that I discovered just coincidentally. I think it was Fresco, the tune that a couple of years ago I discovered by them, and absolutely love what they do. Really interesting melodies and wonderful arrangements. And we're going to listen to a song, their latest single, that I love the song per se, but then when we get to the bridge, Josh, you'll see it's absolutely amazing. It sort of reminds me of Revolver by the Beatles. It has this Beatlesque turn at the bridge and like a crescendo that keeps on going with the vocals of Laura, the singer of Hamacas al Río, and her husband Fernando is sort of the musical mastermind and arranger. So here they are, Hamacas al Río, with the song Ah.
Mientras tanto no soy yo. This is Alex Anwanter, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
Tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música. From Santiago, Chile, we just heard the electropop artist Alex Anwanter. He just released, I believe, what is his third album, Latino Americana, a very politically charged record and very interesting music video for the track we just heard, Locura. I'm a big fan of Alex, and he's been a guest on this show a number of times, hoping to have him back sometime this year. And from Chile, we're going to hop over to my neck of the woods, San Francisco, for a group called Hispanic All-Stars. This is indeed, as its name suggests, an all-star collective featuring members of Santana, Tower of Power, and Los Mocosos. I'm really digging this track, La Boa. It's a cover of a traditional Mexican song. They've given it a nice little ska, you could say Latin ska-tinged feel to it. This is off their latest record, Old School Revolution.
Siempre muy bien vestidito, que parece un maniquí. Todos lo conocen por Panchito,
porque bailar cha cha cha.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música. We just heard Hispanic All-Stars in the track La Boa from the group's latest album, Old School Revolution. If you like what you've been hearing, you can follow The Latin Alternative on Facebook. Our ID is The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, it's Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on both Spotify and iTunes, or go to thelatinalternative.com. What are we going to wrap things up with today, Ernesto?
Well, Josh, how would you like to listen to some sophisticated, complex, cosmopolitan, nostalgic Latin jazz in the vein of Pat Metheny, but recorded a couple of months ago in the city of Buenos Aires?
Well, if you're offering me some exciting jazz from Argentina, I would find it impossible to say no.
Well, wonderful, because, you know, we have a good friend at the Latin Alternative. Her name is Mayra Domine. She's an extraordinary piano player. We showcased some of her own solo stuff recently, and I was pleasantly surprised to see that she collaborated with a band called Acuña Manje Quartet. They have a new album out, Otro Cielo, and Mayra performs piano on the opening track of this album, Candimba. She's just so amazing. Not only she's technically proficient, but very tasteful what she does here in this track. So here they are, Acuña Manje Quartet, reminding me very much of the classic Pat Metheny albums I used to love back in the early 90s, late 80s. The song is Candimba. Thank you for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adios. Thank you.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.